sometimes I forget. Perfection is nonsense. It's just the way it is. Life gets rough around the edges. Peace is just a perspective shift away. And Rebecca, Emily, and Kate are here to help. This is Mom struggling well. Cause we're all in this together. Yeah, we're just moms struggling well.
Welcome back, friends. You are listening to the Mom Struggling Well podcast, the podcast that helps you love your actual life so you don't need to run away from home. We believe that perfection is nonsense and peace is a perspective shift away.
All right, guys, I want to thank everyone that left an iTunes review. We met our goal of 1,000 reviews. Woo-hoo. So that's very cool. So remember last time I couldn't think of the plan? What was the plan for March? I knew it. I had it. I lost it. I couldn't perform. Well, I've got a hold on the plan. So in March, if you leave a review, because they're still good for us, right? Like that still helps the show and it's a free way that people.
I'm sorry.
Are we in April? No, this is for March. This is comes out next week.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know the plan. I'm solid on the plan. I just need to remember the month. Okay, so in March, if you leave a review, you are entered to win a Stash or Trash It item, two items to try with us in April.
I like it.
Okay, so I'm going to send it right on to your house. Rebecca, you brought something up that was great. What happens if you've already left a review? You steal a phone. You steal from your children, you steal from your husband, you steal from a friend, and you leave a review. You can leave a review on any podcast player. It's not just iTunes. You can do it in any old which where. And then you email hello@momstrugglingwell.com. Let me know, and you're entered to win, and then we'll draw, and then you'll get something in your mailbox. And it's not going to be gross. It's not a gross one. Somebody said, I would do anything to not get one of those items sent to my house.
We may be doing this wrong.
Yeah, so this is a good one.
And I've said it before, Best Buy has a lot of phones laying around.
Oh.
I have subscribed to the show on all the Best Buy phones. You can too.
Apple stores in every mall.
Get there, ladies.
T-Mobile, AT&T, yeah.
If you've been vaccinated, you literally have no reason not to go and touch every device in the Apple store.
Please, and thank you.
Oh, gosh. So right now you are listening to what is called The Main Show, and we're doing the show every other week. So if you want to hear from us every single week, you need to pop over to patreon.com/momstrugglingwell to support the show, and you get the bonus video episodes that everyone loves so much. Do they love them? They love them so much.
They watch them. They seem to like them, yeah.
My mom watches the videos.
And we can't edit it, so you find out more than we wanted you to know.
It's true. You want to know the behind the scenes and how much we love each other. I was going to say hate each other, but there's already, like, controversy out there that we don't like each other.
Remember? Oh, gosh. Yes, we like each other. No, I hear that people watch them, like, when they're, like, painting their nails or whatever. Just, like,
that's so fun.
Them time, yeah.
Hanging out with us. We also pick a Patreon Strug of the Week to win a $50 Better Life Bag gift card at the end of every Patreon episode.
Okay, hang on one second. I want to stop. Your new, like, embossed leather, that's adorable.
Aw, thanks.
So you're just, like, pressing a pattern into it.
Yeah.
Is it one pattern? Is it a couple patterns?
Right now, we just have the one pattern. We can get more, so maybe every season we'll have a different pattern of embossed leather. It is really fun because you can have a full dark brown bag, but it could be textured on the bottom with the embossing, or it's so fun.
That's cool. Yeah. So what are you seeing a lot of people, where are people putting that the most?
I have yet to see a full emboss, like 100% embossed bag. Most people are mixing the smooth leather with the textured, the embossed leather, and it's looking so pretty. It's like ombre, but not.
Yeah. And I want to look at your avocado leather with the embossed.
Yes. That one's really pretty. It's like a light olive color.
I bet it would look good on a flap, like my Harper backpack. I bet that would be really cute.
Mm-hmm. Talking about the flap again. I have never seen anybody with so much passion for flaps. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I love that flap.
Flap love.
All right. I want to thank these ladies for joining us since our last episode. May I?
You may.
Please.
All right. Alyssa Meyer, Allison M., Alicia Cohn, Amy Kia, Amy.
Trailing off
for this one. Bowering down. Pop back up. Amy Kydrowski, Angie Hagen, Angie Rice, Anne McCauley, Ashley Eng, Bailey Hine, Bobby Harlan, Christy Littlejohn, Courtney Teresi.
Christy Littlejohn, one word, Littlejohn.
Yeah, you need to stop, Littlejohn.
We need to pause and just reflect on that.
We can't stop. We have so many names. Okay. Debbie Duvall, Desiree Whitehead, Emily Robinson, Erin Gill, Holly Ruddenberry, Hope
She's
Walter,
been waiting for her name. I've been Holly, listening. Holly?
I know.
There it is.
Yeah, she's like, nobody has said my name yet. I have been listening.
Holly.
Here so it Holly, is, Holly.
We're here for it.
Everyone at the same time, Holly Ruddenberry. 1, 2, 3. Holly Ruddenberry.
You didn't even play, Rebecca.
Rebecca, you didn't even do it.
I didn't know we were actually going to do it. I thought it was...
She said, everybody, 1, 2, 3.
I'm trying to produce this podcast. Oh my gosh. Holly, you know who the real villain is. All right. Hope Walter, Jamie Hay, just Janet, Jane Dixon, Jeannie Russell Dahl. She's one of our mom's friends.
We know Jeannie. Mm.
Hey, grew Jeannie. Up with her. Carrie Anderson, Kathleen Hansen, Katie Bramble, Kaylin, Kelly H., Leanne Seeley, Marcy Hicks, Melissa Campbell, Mia McDonald, Michelle Neinhart, Jess Molly, Natalia Parker, Nicole Sermon, Nora Perez, Paige Teresa, Paolo Rosiello.
Ooh, I like it.
Mariachi.
Michelle Hawkins. Sarah Strickland, Jess Sarah, Sean Caudry, Wendy Blythe, and Yelena Zatsev. She's the Better Life Bags winner. Yeah. She just won the gift card.
Aww. But I think, will she know that she won the gift card?
Oh, I don't think she will know. You win the gift card next week.
In the future. Get me an embossed avocado flap.
Just the flap.
Just the flap, please.
Okay, so, and just a quick update. I know those names took 100,000 years, but you guys like to know, like, where do we stand with the names? And I just want to say that the Jens, the Jennies, and the Jennifers are winning, but is that controversial?
Yes, it is.
It's too many names?
It's too many variations.
Yeah.
All right, well, there's 16 of them, and I'm teen Jens, Jennies, and Jennifers. I feel like they should be able to... be in this because I also think that the Kates, the Katies, and the Catherines should be able to combine forces as well.
Only if the Rebeccas.
Rebeccas aren't even in the top 10.
Rebeccas, Beckys, and Rebeccas?
No, they're not.
Come on, combine all of them.
Well, maybe if you had been a Patreon member, Rebecca.
Ooh, shots fired. I feel like it is all one name and they just go by different variations, and so they should be the same. I've changed my stance.
That's how I feel. Thank you very much. All right, so the Jens, Jennies, and Jennifers, there are 16 of you, and the Sarahs, 16 as well, and the Catherines and the Katies, 15.
Oh, this is turning into something.
I'm curious.
Emily's are not even in the top 10.
Okay, it's okay. Yeah. Disappointing.
More on this later.
I expected better from you, Emily's.
All right, today we're going to talk about grieving well.
Wah, 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 wah.
We are, and I think I'm supposed to be like... leading this conversation, but I did not prepare. So I should have told you this before we were recording.
See, because I got a text from you that said, I'm ready when you are, which led me to believe that you were in fact ready. So that was me.
That was where I was coming from.
Sorry to...
No, it's okay.
...lead you on. Maybe it would be helpful. Can you two just share your quick story on what you're going to be pulling from as you're talking? You know.
Yeah.
What happened in your life? Am I doing a good job?
Yeah, that was perfect. It was wonderful. It was the best question I've ever been asked.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, we need to just give you, like, encouragement after we're done, not after every question you ask.
Got it. I'll ask for feedback at the end.
Okay, Emily, you want to go? You're very good with words.
Okay, so our mom died, and she died really quickly, and so, yeah, we're grieving still.
Yeah, I think so. I definitely think we're still in the process, but I gotta say, we did a really good job. This is one of the only things that I feel like I'm a bit of an expert in at this time.
Mm. Yeah, in some ways, we really killed it.
Tell us more.
Well, I think there's a lot of things that went well. So I thought when I sat down to just write out my thoughts on this, I thought of like, okay, so how can we help the people that are grieving? But there's probably not a whole bunch of people that are listening that are grieving right in this moment. So I think it's also good to talk to how can you help your people grieve well?
Yes.
Because it will come up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
before we start, I also have, and I feel like I talk about this all the time, but my mother-in-law also passed within 2 years. So that came first. And so I did learn a couple of things with that. And that was, you know, she was really, we were all very close and I was unfortunately there for it. And so there's a lot. I was very involved in that process with my, you know, my in-laws, my family. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think it's different to grieve something immediate and unexpected, like mm-hmm. your mother-in-law's passing, and then to grieve something like, even though mom passed really quickly, but it was medical and it was a progression. So that's
right.
So they're both griefs, but like different things come along with them. Like things that feel traumatic, they feel traumatic for different reasons, for different situations, for different people. Like
for sure.
I don't know. And I think it's so important also to go, I mean, I didn't get a job that I thought I was going to get, or I had another miscarriage, or, you know, I never got pregnant. Those are all griefs and they all count.
Yeah.
And no grief counts less. Like your grief was a 2 out of 10. Like that's baloney.
Right.
We all want to make it less big of a deal, and everybody else's bigger and harder than what you're going through. And that's also baloney.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's so many different roles that you can play in it. Too, like my role in my mother-in-law's passing was very different than my role in our mom's passing, right? When it was my mother-in-law's, I swooped in. I was like, let me make calls because I'm close enough to be able to help in a very like, give me all of your personal information way and I will take care of those things for you. But I was also grieving myself where with our mom, I don't know, it was a different role.
See, I would mm-hmm. think you did that stuff for our mom's passing as well. Like, I think something interesting is to know where do you, what's your slot that you,
yeah.
like, how can you serve? So you did, like, you kept us on a Google Doc spreadsheet. We all knew who do we need to contact because the amount of paperwork that you have to do at the end yeah. of it, it's like, that makes you want to die again just to get it over with. It's so terrible. Like, let's yeah. all just die so we don't have to do this paperwork.
Yeah.
But you kept us all on track in a very, like, administrative way. And it was just such a gift to the rest of us. So I kind of think you did the same thing in both.
I guess I did. I guess I'm thinking about how it hit me differently, where when I was doing it for my mother-in-law, it felt businessy, even though I loved her deeply. Where with our mom, it felt more personal. And so I would like break down
for sure
on yeah. the calls sometimes where yeah. I would do good. I would do so well for like 15 calls. And then on the last one, I would just break down. And yeah. Brandon was like, wow, I expected that to happen like way earlier in the process.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what's so weird about it is that you never know when it's going to happen.
When it's going to hit you.
Never stupid. No. Yeah. And it's just really makes it. It's like when passing around the Jack in the Box and you don't know when that dumb thing's going to pop out and make you yeah. feel all the feelings. The other day, so spring has sprung and I'm like at the place getting plants and all of a sudden I'm crying because I'm looking at plants and mm-hmm. I'm going to want to take a picture of this and show my mom, but I just can't, mm-hmm. you know, like I didn't expect to cry at the nursery, but yeah. I did.
Yeah. That has been really big for me. Like, where do I put this thing that I really want to share?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I started a little Instagram thing and I haven't done anything with it because I want to do it in the right way. But I think I called it Messages for Mom. Mm-hmm. But I'd like it to be more universal than that. But I don't see a corner of the internet that anybody has created where you can put these things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's not just for moms. It's for one of the Strugs said, because I had mentioned it before on Instagram. I mean, so many messages. People were like, that, I feel that.
I saw your post, so I know what you're talking about. But explain, like, what your idea is, because I think it's so good. It makes me tear up thinking about it.
Mm. Yeah, so just like what Emily was saying, you're at the plant shop and you want to be like, you send a picture and be like, I've never seen this before. What do you know about this plant or whatever? It feels like there needs to be a place, like, therapeutically to put these things.
Mm-hmm.
One of mine recently was the Valentine's morning, you know, putting out all the Valentine's stuff for the kids. And that's something that I would totally share with my mom. And it's a place where you can say, you know, you're not bragging, but mm-hmm. it's your mom. Mm-hmm. So you kind mm-hmm. of are bragging on yourself like, oh, my gosh, I've done this thing. Isn't it adorable? But it's because I've learned it from you. So it's mm-hmm. also like a compliment to her. But there's yeah. nowhere to put that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just think it'd be a nice place for people. And a lot of people were saying, I feel that so hard. And then some people were saying, I want to do that with my dad, but we don't have that relationship. So even just, it could be any relationship.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's called Messages from Mom, but I think it'll change. And I want to be able to explain it to people so they know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there's something nice about the niche of it being, I think Messages from Mom is nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, anyway, stay tuned for that because it feels very important to me.
It does feel like you're, like, it's a nasty word, but, like, it feels constipated. Like, you can't get it out. Like, I want my mom to, and but then you're just, it's like you're just stuck with this feeling that you can't get it out. You can't, there's nobody to tell. So we've been, like, texting each other.
Yeah.
I'll text Robbie and Katie and be like, I don't want to tell you dummies, but you're the only ones I have to tell. So this is what I'd like to tell mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thing that's, it certainly made us closer, but. Yeah.
But we also know that we can't, you can't replace that person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Ana Luisa. You have heard us talk about them on the show, if you remember. And they came up organically when we were talking to our Galentines on Zoom about how much we love their pieces. Ana Luisa has a sustainable mission that makes you feel good about your purchase. They create beautiful jewelry in limited batches, ensuring the highest production standards and exceptional quality. They are carbon neutral, which means they offset 100% of their carbon emissions, and their prices are totally fair. My favorite piece is just like Kate's. I love those mini huggy hoops that she talked about a couple episodes ago. They are so dainty. I got mine in gold, and I haven't taken them off since I got them in the mail over a month ago. I'm totally serious. They are that comfortable. I sleep in them and everything. I forget that I'm even wearing them. They look cute alone, paired with some dangly earrings if you have two ear piercings per earlobe. And I think they'd look adorable with two hoops per ear. I want to buy a second pair so I can make that look happen. You can check them out and get 10% off at analuisa.com/MSW. They have a 365-day warranty, that's one full year if you didn't know, to replace or refund any piece that doesn't meet your expectations. And pieces start at $39, so it's affordable to treat yourself. Their shipping is excellent, and as a bonus for our international listeners, custom taxes are included. Go treat yourself and your loved ones with a unique gift and get 10% off at analuisa.com/MSW. I've recommended them to my friends, and now I'm telling all of my podcast friends. So check them out on Instagram and then head to analuisa.com/MSW for 10% off today. So I haven't lost either one of my parents yet, not emotionally, not physically. Like, they're both very close to me and still here. It is probably one of my biggest fears is losing one of them. I don't think I could get through it. And it's nice to look at you and see I will get through that because obviously it's going to happen, you know?
Yeah.
And I can get through it in a really positive way. Like, it can be a strengthening experience in my life. But I would say, like, going back to where I am, what did you do to, like, take advantage of the moments? Are you on the side where you're like, oh, I really regret not doing this, or I'm really glad we did this with mom?
Yeah.
Just what are some of those experiences?
I'm really glad we got one last picture of all of us together.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was Emily's idea, and I think it was a great photo. It turned out really well.
Mm-hmm. You all were together.
Yeah, we got one together. We didn't know it was going to be the last time that we would ever be together, but then Katie got there maybe like 30 minutes after mom passed away, and so...
Mm-hmm.
And mom wasn't really in like a picture taking place at the moment, so I was just glad that we had that.
So pictures in general. Every time you're together, just get a picture.
Yeah, and I had to get them all off my phone and file them away because I just can't have them all the time, but they were so important. Like, I know that some of the struggles are right now caring for parents or mother-in-laws and stuff. So take pictures even of the crappy stuff. Like, I have pictures of Emily helping mom, you know, like with some of her dressings, you know, because she's had some surgeries and or just holding hands or just sitting together. We had like a family meeting, you know, that was like, all right, let's all just let's talk about all the stuff we don't want to talk about, but we got to get real. And we have pictures of that. My brother, you know, he was sitting off in the corner and he took a picture of all of us and we've got like notepads. And I think the pictures are a really big deal, even if it's the bad stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to realize, like, for me, I tend to think I didn't do enough ever. And so I just feel bad. Like, I should have been a better daughter and all that kind of stuff. And if it's true or if it's not true, I just feel like I should have called more. Or so that's stuff that I have to just kind of let go. But it's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard. Because our relationship was pretty complicated. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of parent relationships are complicated.
Yeah.
Katie's just, I think, better at maybe letting it go or whatever. So she was able to maintain more closeness or whatever and get past stuff that I think I just wasn't able to or wasn't. I don't know. I just didn't. But I think, I mean, we didn't think she was going to die so soon. We didn't know.
Yeah.
It's complicated no matter what.
Yeah. Our mom talked about dying a lot, like so much. It didn't come off in a very morbid way, but we knew exactly what she wanted. Like, we knew where her paperwork was. We knew that she had had things set up. So she had always kind of given us a big picture idea of how she wanted things to go. But I think if you don't have that, like Rebecca, it might be good to talk about it, even though nobody wants to talk about it. That might help you pre-grieve.
Yeah.
So that might help. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because it is kind of complicated. Like, my mom had a baby grand piano that she really loved. And we all would have loved to have had it, but none of us had a place for it. But we didn't know what she would, like, you want to honor her memory, but what does that look like? Finding a place to donate it or finding, like, it's just, we didn't exactly know what to do with that. And so the less unknowns you have, the better.
Yeah, feels like such a very emotional conversation, but you're right. It would be good, or at least have her write things down, you know, like if you can't have the conversation.
There was a podcast, I don't remember what it was, but I've been looking up some things on grief, looking up what are other people going through, what's their flavor. And one of the suggestions was to have like a dinner party. It's a planned thing, and it just might sound awkward, but looking back, it's all awkward anyway. So you might as well just do it when everyone's alive. And so plan a dinner and have it be like, this is what we're talking about. And we would have to do that with mom, you know, as we were planning things, because we did have about a month to talk about these things. And we would say, hey, tonight, I got some things on my mind. We're talking tonight. Okay, great. And so we did. We ordered a big meal and then sat down and had a hard conversation. So it can be done. And that might put you at ease about some of it.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say you're going to have a dinner conversation where everyone says goodbye.
Oh, no.
Wow. That's really emotional. But, you know, like, in some ways, your mother-in-law was so quick. Like, you didn't get to say goodbye. And that happens all the time. I think I'm a six, so I'm constantly on the Enneagram. I am constantly thinking, like, every time I say goodbye to Neil or the kids, I'm like, that's probably the last time I'm going to see them. So I feel like that's more maybe on my mind, is I'm always wanting the last thing I say to be like, I love you, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, we just never know.
Have you ever tried cutting your kids' hair at home? I have a little story about a haircut gone wrong. Let me tell you about Barber Mom. Barber Mom is an online course that teaches parents how to cut kids' hair. Every module has high-quality videos and a quiz, so you learn everything you need to know to make your kids look like $1 million while you save thousands. We have been cutting my husband's hair at home forever because it saved money, so I'm totally comfortable helping my military man with his fade. I could work a buzzer like no one's business because there's really not that much to it. I was super afraid to use scissors, though. I tried it once in the beginning of quarantine, and it went so poorly. I got overwhelmed with the YouTube video, so I just winged it and I said, I can do this. He ended up with super short bangs and he looked like the lead singer from the Cranberries. It was so sad. His hair grew out and I tried again. I took the Barber Mom course and I got simple instructions with really well put together video tutorials on a full haircut in the style I was looking for. And I kid you not, I gave that little gentleman the best haircut I have ever seen on his head. Now we save twice as much on haircuts. The barber who was performing the cut in the videos was super professional. He took everything at the perfect pace, so I didn't have to go back and watch it over and over again, you know? The course was really well done, and it was simple enough that I didn't have to bring my laptop into the bathroom with me when I was doing the haircut, because when I watched the videos ahead of time, it made me feel super confident in the technique, so I just went in there and did it up. You can do it too. Another thing I loved about it was I didn't get overwhelmed like I would have on YouTube with all of like the ads and the pop-ups. When you're just trying to learn something, I can't handle all the ads. So this is just such a nice, relaxing way to teach yourself a new skill. Visit barbermom.com, use promo code MSW, you'll get $10 off a lifetime membership. At the end of the course, you get a Barber Mom certificate and a haircutting guide PDF, so you'll have that forever. Today, there are multiple cuts for boys' hair and multiple cuts for girls' hair too, but at this time, Barber Mom only has courses that work for straight, wavy, or slightly curly hair, because I know from experience that curly haircuts are more complicated. Barber Mom's working towards perfecting those curly cuts with a specialized barber soon. Barbermom.com, use promo code MSW for $10 off. No more cranberries haircuts.
What would you say are some things that friends did well and did poorly?
Okay, so I thought about this a lot. One of my favorite things that somebody did, it was a friend of mine's mom, Dawn. Mm-hmm. She has unfortunately been through this a lot, and she just called and said, I am very strong and I have a lot of energy. It's like, okay. I said, so that it kind of gets you thinking like those are her strengths. Okay. So she'll do anything. Okay. So strong. She can pack things for me, you know?
Yeah.
So if somebody knows their strength, like me, I'm very organized. I don't mind. I love checking out hold music. I'll whip up a Google Doc, you know, I'll spend the time to do the boring things like that. I know I can do it and I can do it well. And I can communicate it in a way to you where you understand what's going on and you feel like I have your best interest. So I'm good at that. Yeah. So I know now that if a friend of mine is grieving, I will say, please hand over all of your personal information to me and I will do all the phone calls that you don't want to do. Let me organize things for you. I've been through it. So I think there are so many different things that people can do. If you are a tech person, we had somebody set up Zoom things for a memorial, a COVID-friendly memorial.
That was amazing.
It was amazing. If you just have time and you can make phone calls, we had somebody do a slideshow.
Yes.
If you have the means to scan and you're good at that, just say, I'm going to do your slideshow. Let me know when I can pick up the pictures.
Yeah.
Cleaning. There's so many things that can happen. Know what you're good at and just offer it. I'm good at this. When do you want me to come over?
Yeah. And kind of just let them know this is how I'm participating and when would you like me to do it? Because we were so overwhelmed with decisions. Yeah. So I loved when they would, Dawn was like a superstar, but just saying, I'm buying you lunch and this is where I'm buying it from. And here's the menu. Pick what you want. And it's just like, oh, yes. Good. Yeah. Thank you. Just tell me what's next. Remind me to feed myself.
Exactly. And it's not, can I start you a meal train? It's, I've started a meal train. Can you tell me your specific dietary things? Do you have anything specific or do you just want three meals a week?
Yeah. No, that's really helpful.
Here's the link to the thing that I've already done. Tell me how you want me to change it. Do it. And then if you've wasted your time, so what? But I didn't have any of that.
Nobody did anything that we were not happy to have done. Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. I don't know. I loved that Shannon brought over some clothes for us to try on for the memorial. That was just nice. You want to have something nice to wear, but you kind of don't want it to be yours because I would never want to wear it again.
Yeah.
At least I didn't. So what Rebecca asked also, though, is what did people do that wasn't helpful? The first thing that came to mind was we had somebody made it all about them. I think it's easy to do that, but like if it's not about you, if like somebody's mom died, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just it's not about you.
I think that's hard to do because people want to relate, right? People want to let you know that they have been there before. But I feel like all of that is super unnecessary. And it's so much more important just to be like, that sucks.
Yeah.
Everything that you're going through right now super sucks. Something that is very unique to me, but is important to me, is my sister-in-law, Laura, was with me when I found out that mom passed.
Yeah.
And I was with her when we found out that her mom had passed.
Oh, gosh.
Which is very unique, right? I don't know that anybody else in the entire world has that situation, but
yeah,
we have come to such a good understanding of, we can tell each other things that are dark and awful, and all that we'll say back is heart emoji. And we both know there are no words and there's nothing that's going to help this, but I think that you don't have to have that dark, twisty situation to have that with somebody, but just to know that you don't have to have the right answers and you don't have to relate, and you can just say it. There's nothing that you can say.
Yeah.
There really isn't.
And so you literally say the words heart emoji?
Oh, no. We just do a heart emoji.
Oh, like, I was like, I love that.
I think the number one thing that you can do to help somebody, if you're not maybe in the super inner circle where you feel comfortable just to pop over and be like, I'm here, I'm strong, I have energy, let me take the next thing on your to-do list. I think you can definitely take the children. Just take the children.
Take the children. Mm-hmm.
Take the children. The children don't want to be there. The adults don't want the children there.
No. Nope.
Please take the children.
Yep.
That's a great idea. I would never have thought of that.
Oh my gosh, take them away.
Yeah, it's just too much. Because you got to entertain them and be upbeat for them, while all you want to do is curl up in a ball and cry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something I think we did very well is we knew our limits, even though we didn't have practice in this before. And I think we all did it in different ways, but like Robbie's thing was, our brother, he would hit a wall in the afternoon and he would say, all right, guys, I'm out. I'll see you in the morning. And it was so refreshing to be like, he's done. And we've not taken every single thing from him that we can. He's going to go recharge and we're going to hit it again in the morning. Emily, you took naps. And you're like, we have so much to do. This is not appropriate, but I have to go take a nap right now.
Goodbye, everyone.
Yeah. And it was great. And then we felt like, okay, you're doing what you need to do. My thing was, I would communicate with people and then they would give me all of their feelings back and I couldn't handle it. So I would send out a text message like, this is what we're doing, bam, 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 bam. And then I would give my phone to somebody else and they would field questions. And if I needed to answer those, I could tell Brandon and then he would do that for me. So I feel like you gotta name what the thing is that's important to you, because I couldn't anticipate that for you guys. But that's how we got through it.
Yeah. And I just needed to watch Schitt's Creek at the end of the day. I just needed to do that because I felt like we worked 40 hours a day, 9 days a week. It felt like all we were doing was working without ever stopping.
Yeah.
Because it was so emotionally and physically, it was draining on every single front. But we were cleaning out an entire house, getting it ready to sell. Like, we were doing everything in a small space because we were all in town and we wanted to not leave that all for our brother. But yeah, just knowing what your limits are and kind of exploring those, because like you said, we never had been there before. So it's not like we knew, like, well, last time a parent died and we were in this very same heartbreaking situation. When someone was like, I'm out for a little bit, nobody else was like, oh, in the middle of all this work, we all were like, good for you. We'll see you when you're ready again.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think we talked about this, but having the off-limits place where we put everything we needed to talk about. Have we talked about, I can't remember if we've talked about this.
I don't think so, but I loved that.
So things come up that are sentimental. Like for me, I was thinking, oh my gosh, there's a orange juice can that's been off the on the top of the refrigerator in my grandparents' house. And it always had pens in it. And I really wanted the orange juice can, but I'm not just going to go and take it. It's like literally worth -5 cents, but I just loved it. It's been like with me as my own entire life. And so anyway, we just put it on the ledge in the guest bedroom, and anything that we thought might be sentimental, we just put on the ledge, and to where it really took over the entire room. It no longer fit on the ledge anymore. But
We couldn't even sleep in there anymore. There were so many sentimental things in that whole entire
room. If it was sentimental to you, and you didn't even know if it was sentimental to anyone else, is that right?
If it was a question that it could be sentimental.
Okay. Mm-hmm. To anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just put it in that room.
That's good.
Like the Kool-Aid man pitcher that we always had Kool-Aid out of in the middle. Things like that. We were just like, oh, this is important. So I wanted to do it quickly because I like to get stuff done. And Robbie and Katie were always like, that's not something we're doing at the end of a hard day.
Okay.
So they kept putting the brakes on. And so I had to wait to see if I was going to get that orange juice can. And so then, spoiler alert, I got it. Yay. But so what we did was, I don't know, I think we went around in a circle. We probably played paper, rock, scissors.
Yeah,
we
did. I
lost every time to Katie because she always does paper first. We found that out later. She does paper first. And I always do rock. And so that's why I lost a lot of things I really wanted.
But it was fun.
Well, of course it was fun. You got all the stuff.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like you got all the stuff, but anyway.
Oh, wow, okay.
Not in a bad way.
No, it really was fun. No, but I think we paper, rock, scissored if we couldn't come to an agreement about something. And it was always like, do you like this? Yeah, I like it. Okay, me too. Put it on the ledge. But then when we got to the ledge, we went around in circles.
Okay.
A circle, and we paper, rock, scissored if
somebody else wanted it too.
But it really never got tense or anything. It was more like, no, you take it. No, you take it. No, you take it. Okay, fine. I'll take it.
Yeah.
That's good.
It actually was a fun thing.
I think that can be probably a really big, like, source of extra tension sometimes. Like, you siblings seem to really have gotten along well, and it brought you closer. And I'm not sure that's the case all the time.
I think it mostly isn't the case.
Yeah.
I don't know how to solve that for people. I feel like because our mom talked about it so much and we were not allowed to not get along. That was just the rule.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to love each other. Like, we're all we have left. And it would be so not honoring to her for us to not give preference to one another.
Yeah.
That's all she would have wanted for us to do.
Yeah.
And we love each other. So it felt like we just couldn't wait to give the other person more than they even thought they were wanted. And that was even better than getting the thing. I don't know. Like, we were going through my mom's closet, Katie and I were, and there was a wrappy, really warm sweatery thing. And I really liked it. I mean, I liked it hard, but Katie really liked it too. And I know she's going to be somewhere where it's chilly and she is going to be going to the beach and wanting to be like, I just felt like being like, no, you need that. And it's going to be cozy and beachy and you need to have that. And then her being like that, I will love having that of mom's at the beach. That was way better for me than having the stupid thing hanging in my closet.
Yeah.
That thing's in storage and I think about it all the time. Cannot wait to wear that.
Okay, first time you wear it, then you need to post a picture so we can all see what it's like.
I will. She also had some really funky, crazy, rappy things that I cannot post pictures of. But man, that woman's closet was really surprising.
It was an adventure.
Tell me the most surprising thing. Did you uncover like journals you didn't know she had, or like things that were like, oh, we need to close that drawer. Nobody look in there. Was there what was surprising?
She did have a tube top or a skirt situation that there had to have been a story because there's no way that she had worn that in the last 40 years. I don't know.
And I had never seen it before, so I don't know what she was up to.
And I love that you don't know if it was a tube top or a skirt.
I don't know. Maybe it was a headscarf, but...
Yeah, like a headband.
What are you up to this spring? I personally am starting to feel alive, and I can't wait to spend afternoons outside on the hammock watching my kids play in the dirt, jump on the trampoline, and finally get some sunshine on our skin. If your family, like mine, may be sticking closer to home this spring, why not gift your kids super cool STEAM projects that take their imagination on a trip without leaving home? With a KiwiCo subscription, your child gets a new crate full of fun science and art projects every single month. For trailblazing toddlers to more experienced explorers in every stage in between. KiwiCo is something that I have loved to gift my kiddos for years now. What I like most about the crates is how everything you need comes in one box, ready to go. My kids squeal with delight when they see the KiwiCo delivery on the porch. We love the age-appropriate crates, but did you know that you can also just go to their website and purchase their best-selling projects, like the light-up speakers and the robots? The next project that we want to do is this cute neon wall art that Clara can then create and hang in her bedroom. It's super cute. Cultivate your child's natural creativity and curiosity with new hands-on projects every month. Everything's shipped right to your door and there's no commitment, so you can pause or cancel anytime. Mom hack? Sometimes I sneak the boxes before the kids see them on the porch and hide them and save them for a rainy day. I do have those rockstar mom moments, but it's hard to think of new ways to keep those kids busy while stretching their brains. Let KiwiCo do the legwork for you, so you can spend more quality time tackling projects together. Or use that time when your kids are learning and playing independently to fall asleep in your hammock. With KiwiCo, there's something for every kid or kid at heart every month. Get 30% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with code MSW at KiwiCo.com. That's 30% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code MSW. I think I sometimes wonder what would I be embarrassed about my kids finding, or, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know my mom has jokingly told her best friends to burn her journals, like, when she dies.
That is so funny.
But I'm really, this sounds weird, but I'm excited to read her journals. I want to know how hard life was for her when she had young. She's been a big journaler her whole life, and I'm sure she's very honest in them. And
yeah,
I think it will help me get to know her in a different way when she's gone, you know?
That's a good idea.
So, Mom, don't burn them. Don't burn the journals. I want to read them.
Yeah. But I don't know. I still kind of talk in code in my journals. I get nervous.
I do. I mean, I do too. I'm very nervous about what I write down.
Yeah. Like, if I'm really struggling with one of my kids, I don't want to be like, this kid's a this. Mm-hmm. I want to be honest, but I also want to be thoughtful. But the funny thing is, they don't care what I write about.
Exactly.
They don't even want to listen to me talk, much less read what I write. I don't know.
They will eventually. They will be very interested to read that later.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just want to say it was very inspiring to watch you guys. I'm really glad you grieved publicly, because you didn't have to. And I'm sure you didn't grieve all of it publicly, but the parts that you did were very encouraging to me. Like I said before, I feel like that's something, losing a parent is something I'm going to have to go through, and I will make, you know, you guys are still alive. You know, you made it through, and it's not the end of the world, and I really loved how you guys grieved well.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think something interesting about, like, talking about publicly grieving is, because I'm used to doing stuff on Instagram, it was an adjustment for some people who weren't accustomed to that and felt like, wait, what's that about? Why did you say that? Why did you do this? And so everybody was really thoughtful about other people's comfort levels. And, you know, like, if I messed up and put something out there that people, not everybody was okay with, being willing to take it down and, like, just make sure everybody was fine all the time and do what the least fine person was fine with.
Yeah. So much communicating. So much talking. And we would be in the middle of doing all the communicating and be like, I am so sick of talking to your face. But we really did love each other so well through it.
Your mom would be so proud.
She would. Mm-hmm. And I have no regrets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And not like a sugar coating way, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that since she died thing, I don't have regrets. I wish I would have called her more.
Yeah.
But so I'm trying to call. I don't really like talking on the phone, but I'm trying to interact with Robbie and Katie more.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to be you, Emily.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to. I don't want you to hate on yourself for that.
Yeah, I'll find something else if it's not this. So that's that's a deeper problem. It's fine.
I want to give one resource that somebody was so adamant that I read Hope in the Dark by Craig Groeschel. Believing in God is good when life is not.
Hmm.
That might be helpful to somebody.
Yeah, I feel like another thing, though, that God did was really, he made it, I feel like he made it really sweet. What I needed to have happen with Mom happened, you know, and I think we had some really great moments at the end, and I got to be there for the end of things, where I think I needed to be able to be there for the end to have some really great conversations, just me and her, before she was no longer verbal. I appreciated that.
Yeah.
You know, and I think Katie wasn't there when she finally passed away, but I also don't think Katie needed to be. I think they were really good. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I got some really sweet moments with my mom that I needed to have. So yeah. I feel like God was really just gracious, even in that terrible time, that everybody, it went well.
Yeah.
It went really well. So
that's good.
You ready? All right, let's do it. Giving me life, killing me softly.
Giving me life, killing me softly.
Oh, I have three killing me softlies to choose from.
Oh, no.
Choose one, two, or three, friend.
Three.
All right. I actually know the solution to this, but I'm going to go ahead.
Hold on. When you said friend, Emily answered, and it was just like so nonchalant. It was like, here, friend.
This was to see which one of you believes that you're my friend. And you know what, Kate? I noticed.
Oh, no. I failed is a double whammy.
You sat back in your chair and just like didn't even lean forward, didn't even.
Not good body language.
Oh, I'm so sorry to not engage.
Okay, so passwords. I know the solution. I know there's things out there like LastPass or like some weird person who holds all your passwords in the cloud. I don't know. But when my kids come to me and they're like, Mom, I'm signed out of Minecraft. I was like, I don't know. You have to use your email address to sign into all these things for the kids and all these apps. And then because I have so many, they all need a different email address with a different, well, probably the same password, but I can't remember any of the passwords at this point, nor what email address I used for specific child number three for this app. I literally, when they bring me something and they got locked out, or not even locked out, but logged out, that's the word, it's the worst thing to happen. I cannot get them back in. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to push forgot password because I don't know which email address I used. Yep. I'm dying over here in password hell.
It sounds like this is something that you do not want suggestions for. You just want a heart emoji, right?
I just want a heart. Just tell me heart emoji.
Heart emoji.
Here's the deal. Katie is always on me about this because I don't know any of my passwords either.
Yeah.
But she, being the assistant to the show, needs my passwords. When I try LastPass and all those things, they're even more confusing.
That's how I feel. Then I'm going to have to remember a master password. How do I get all those passwords even in there? I'm going to have to remember them at least once to get them into the LastPass.
Katie's having a hard time having sympathy because this is like the dumbest problem. It's like a non-problem for her.
I want to help so bad, but I've learned my lesson.
How do you do it? I'm open and I'm now humbling myself and listening to you, Kate, about the expert on passwords. How do you do it? Do you have the same password? Do you have...
Well, I'm not the expert on passwords. Here's what I do, and I'm going to get hacked any moment now. Everything is the same password.
Yeah.
What is it?
And if it's not... I will put it in a note app on my phone.
Yeah, but I need to do
that. I even code those.
How can it all be the same password, though? Because sometimes it's like they need 8 characters and a capital letter and 2 numbers and a period at the end, you know?
Well, if you make everyone fit the criteria of the hardest password, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have one that's pretty dang good. And then if anything is... varies. It'll be like, it's our password, but none of those, or add one of these.
It's so cryptic. And what is your password to your bank account?
I already asked.
You wouldn't. Ain't gonna happen.
Oh, man. I just hate it. When those kids start walking towards me with their iPads and that look in their eye, I'm just like, no.
Maybe you just slowly but surely switch every password to this one super good one.
Yeah. And write it down. I need a little, my parents have a little black book with all their passwords in it. And
yeah.
No, I do use the Notes app on my phone, and I also do, my brother made a word up, and I just use the word, because it's not a real word.
Oh, all right. What's killing you softly, Em? Or Kate. I don't mean to, like, pick friends here. Katie, well, do you want to go?
What's killing you softly, friend?
We all know I'm next. Okay. Uh-huh. So, I really loved my job before because I was a nurse and it was really straightforward. And at the end of 12 hours, I went home. And now it is just seriously 24/7. It's a lot more ambiguous when I get to go home. And so it's just really stressful. And so what's killing me softly is feeling like I don't want to go to there anymore.
Mm.
But I like parts of it. But the parts of it I don't like are really don't like.
Mm-hmm.
So feeling like I messed up.
Do you legitimately feel like you regret it, or do you feel like you're in a transition where you're like, woser?
I feel both of those things right now. Yeah. But the learning curve's steep. A lot of people are like, it'll probably take about a year until you feel like you know what you're doing. There's just so many decisions to make, and I don't know the answers. I don't know how to do it. And because I'm really hard on myself, it's just real stressful. I can feel it kind of. I remember when my husband would be stressed out about work and I would be like, but you're not there now. So just get over it. Like, calm down. It didn't understand why it was like bleeding into everything else. So I would just like to say for the stay-at-home mom who thinks it would be so cool to have a job, the grass is not greener over here. The grass is on fire over here. And, the cortisol levels are high. it'll be fine, maybe. I just may be fine because I find a different job. I don't know. Or I go back to staying at home. I'm not sure. Anyways, it's killing me softly.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate that for you because it was going so well.
It was. It was giving me life just a few months ago. Or when you got it.
It's just tricky right now.
Yeah.
What about you, Kate?
Yeah. Well, what's killing me softly is that I am a stay-at-home, part-time, working-from-home mom, and sometimes I feel super unfulfilled in that.
Okay.
So,
is the grass on fire, too?
My grass isn't on fire. My grass is, like, so green, and it's, like, really great right now. But then I feel guilty about it. Like, what you got? You, like, had to have that degree, and you busted your butt to get that degree, and now you're not doing anything with it. Oh, you're such a loser, friend. That's what I'm telling myself. So I hate that feeling. But anyway, so what I've done is I went and started volunteering to help with the vaccine. Like, how can I help? Also, can I have the vaccine, please?
Yes. And so
I thought it was a good payoff, good compromise, like stepping into something. And here in Connecticut, we have a program called Connecticut Responds. I'm hearing, like, I talk to my girlfriends on our happy hour calls, and they're like, we just have, like, a doodle poll or a survey monkey pop up on some random Twitter website, and you just have to sign up for these volunteer spots to help with, you know, either give vaccinations, because some of them are certified to do that, or just to, like, help with, like, admin stuff. And so it's hard to get the spots and it's not organized. But here in Connecticut, there's like a website for like natural disasters and stuff. And so you have to sign up on this website. You have to, it's basically like a background check. And then they, what they call deploy you.
Wow.
For assignments.
You pack your sea bag.
Yeah, I called somebody. I was like, I've been deployed, but like, I can't deploy. Like, did I sign up for the wrong thing? And they're like, no, that's just what we call it, because it's just super duper.
You're in the army now.
Oh my gosh, that is literally one of my reoccurring nightmares.
I just filled out a doodle monkey.
So anyway, I'm finally getting signed up for things, and I went to my first volunteer slot. And I was there for like 5 hours, and I helped zero people. I thought I would be calling because I'm like, I'm listening to the governor. The governor's like, you gotta, everybody, we need people. We need to call people in like these zip codes that are like underprivileged and we need to help them sign up. And then we need to go to their house and give them vaccines. I was like, I want to go to their house. Like, I will call them. I will drive them. I don't care. Well, my privileged zip code used me. They're like, just, I thought I was going to be calling people. They're like, just wait for the phone to ring. It's like, okay. It didn't ring one time. So I like just sanitized my area and went home. So I helped no one. That's like the
worst news for an Enneagram 2.
I know. No helping. No helping required. No assistance. So I went to somebody at the end of the day and I was like, look, nobody calls me. Nobody deploys me on these missions. I would like to be deployed. I was at like the health department. And so I wrote down my phone number and my name and I was like, I am good at this. Call me. And they did. They called me as soon as I got home. They called me and they're like, we actually don't. We need help with this other thing. Can you just come back to on Monday and help us with this other thing? I was like, yes, I will. So I'm going back and volunteering at the health department. I don't even know what I'm doing. Maybe it has something to do with the vaccine. I don't know. But I'll go back on Monday and find out.
Wow.
Love this story.
Sorry, that was a really long story. But it just sucked to be try so hard to help and then not help anybody at all. I did talk to one confused old man.
Good.
But it didn't. We just became confused together. And I was like, bye. I don't make enough for this.
I don't know about you, but when I earn money, I like to have it as soon as possible. If you're like me, I want to tell you about an award-winning app that can make this your reality. Chime is a 100% mobile bank account that operates through a slick app. When I was exploring Chime, I saw that you can get your paychecks up to 2 days earlier with their direct deposit. Chime has fee-free overdraft protection for the occasional oopsies with their Spot Me feature, and they have no hidden fees or monthly minimums. Something that I think is cool is that with Chime, you can switch on notifications, and if you see fishy activity, you can instantly block your card. I hope that never happens, but it makes me feel like I'm some kind of crime-fighting superhero, and I'm here for that. If you have savings goals, you can enroll in a Chime spending account. That way you can grow your savings automatically with a 0.5% annual percentage yield. That may sound like jibber jabber to you, but I know that that's 10 times the national average, and we all like saving money. So join the millions on Chime. Sign up takes 2 minutes and it doesn't affect your credit score. Apply now at chime.com/MSW. That's chime.com/MSW. Here's a quick disclosure. Chime is a financial technology company. Banking services provided by the Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank NA members FDIC. Eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Overdraft only applies to debit card purchases. Limits start at $20 and may be increased up to $100 by Chime. Early direct deposit depends on the payer. Out-of-network cash withdrawal fees apply. Third-party and cash deposit fees may apply. Go to chime.com/MSW for details.
Okay, Rebecca, what's giving you life?
So I am now approved for exercise and sex, but you know, let's go with the exercise part right now.
One thing at a time.
One thing. I have been loving my Peloton again. Like, I've chosen to get on it 5 times in the last week. And I, like, want to do it every time. And now I probably just jinxed myself, and I'm never going to want to do it again. But I don't know what happened to my body. I like it right now. Yeah. Like, I like, feel good. And I'm, like, postpartum. This isn't supposed to happen. And I'm, right, like, not fitting into anything. But the leggings that I fit into, I really like them on me. And I really like getting on the Peloton. So
awesome.
I don't know. It's been very life-giving to just have a breath of fresh air around those two topics, my body and exercise, for even just a week. So,
right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay.
So I saw that you did something, though. Do you want to share what you've done?
I should. Yes. Thank you for bringing that up. I have started a Peloton hashtag for the Strugs to join. I don't know what this does. I don't know how it connects us all. Hashtag struggling well. There was already a Strug hashtag, but when I looked at the one person that was following it, I don't think they're one of us. So I didn't want to take over his hashtag. I think it was a guy. I don't think he's a real Strug. I don't think you have to have a Peloton to join the... I think if you just have the Peloton app. Like, some people have the Peloton app and they ride a Nordic Track bike.
Scandal.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it is pretty scandalous. Kind of like, I don't know, cheating. I don't know what it is, but you don't have to have a Peloton bike if you have
a Peloton app. Okay, that's good to know. Because I got this old lady ankle and I can't run and I need to find cardio that's not jumping all around the town, which is the cardio that I enjoy. So we have a bike right now that we lifted from a dumpster from one of the aircraft carriers. Like, they were just throwing out all of their – they just put it all in the dumpster. Brandon's like, no. So he put it in the back of his truck and he brought it home, and we've had this bike forever. It doesn't always work. But anyway, I think that maybe I can – I didn't know that I could get the Peloton app.
Yeah, you can. I think you eventually have to pay for it, but it's at least free for 30 days.
I love a free trial.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Em, what's giving you life?
Giving me life. So at the end of the day, we've gotten in the habit of watching Psych together as a family. Do you know that show?
I've heard of it.
He solves crimes and he pretends he's psychic, but he's not psychic. He's just really good at noticing things.
Oh.
So he is the Santa Barbara Police Department psychic, but he's not. And so it's just really over the top and ridiculous. This guy's like super goofy. And anyway, so I don't want to be the family that sits around and watches TV. I don't want to. I'm anti that. I don't like it. I don't like TV. But, and I was telling my husband, like, I don't, because like the whole family watched Stranger Things. And I was like, I'm not playing. I'm not doing it. So I just would go in my room and read or whatever. And I just didn't see the value in it. And my husband's like, listen, things come up throughout our time together where we like are referencing the thing that we watched together. And so it really is not as, you know, completely groundless and valueless like you think it is. And so I was like, fine. So we started watching Psych and it's been so fun. So that's now nice. It like is a nice, you know, it's like a bedtime story type thing, like, but the kids are older, you know, so we do that and it's been good. So I've changed my mind about it.
Aw, yay.
Where do you find it?
I feel like it might be on Amazon Prime.
Okay. I struggle with sitting down and watching TV at the end of the day too, because I'm like, so many limits on the screen time, and then they get off screen time and then they're like, and what are we going to watch tonight? And I'm like, you're missing the point of life. But we really have fun when we do it. We watch America's Funniest Home Videos, and we love it.
It is so funny to watch people fall down.
It is really a good time.
Corbin, we tried watching that, and he just ended up crying because people, we were, like, laughing. Everyone was laughing at, like, the kid who fell off the horse and, like, hit his head. And he's like, that kid is very hurt.
Oh. So it's
really so funny. Didn't go well. That didn't go how I expected.
It's so funny. I tried watching Dr. Pimple Popper with them.
Oh, and gosh.
Nobody stayed in the room except me.
Blah. So. No, thank you. Oh, I thought she was getting sick. She's listening for a child. She's like,
no, I'm listening. This is probably not the best parenting, but Gavin and Maisie are downstairs alone together. So I'm just making sure.
Wow. Yeah, I'd be having to listen to that as well.
I thought I heard a squeak.
You might have done.
Let's wrap this up. What's giving me life is, on the topic of grief still, something unexpected is when mom passed, which I hate that term, I felt a little empowered to take better care of myself and not just in a healthier way. Like, that might pass, even though it's gone very well for 2 months, trying to make sure I at least exercise like 10 minutes a day, like small but consistent, and that's going well. But I feel like more empowered to, like, no one else is going to buy me that thing. Like, I want it. I am worth it. I'm going to have the thing. And it's not just about buying things. I just feel a little more empowered to
live,
make myself important. Yeah.
Good.
I love that. Yeah.
It's really hard for you.
It is very hard for me, but I'm finding it to be a lot easier right now.
And it's fun, right?
It's really fun. Mm-hmm. It's really fun. And not just like you were saying, you didn't want to watch TV. I would feel guilty leaving the room and reading a book, but I'm doing that kind of thing more often. Like, I'm sorry, my ears are not available 24/7 to all of you people. I'm going to read a book in my room and I'm going to shut the door and I'm not going to feel bad about it.
Good.
So good.
Yeah, it has felt really good because my mom did not take care of herself. She only gave to other people, and it just is feeling very all wrapped up. Like, life is short. Mm-hmm. Also, you are important. Also, she's not there to take care of you. So mm-hmm. somebody has to. Mm-hmm. And it feels good.
Yeah.
Yay. All right. So quickly, I'm going to read an iTunes review from a listener who wrote in this month. Because she wrote a review, she is entered in the drawing for the Stasher Trasha item. Okay, so this is A. Cooper. I have been listening to the podcast for years, and I just joined their Patreon membership. Finally dawned on me what makes me love this podcast so much. It's the only podcast that I listen to that I walk away from it feeling like I'm a normal person. Most other podcasts aww. I listen to, I walk away feeling like I'm wasting my life and I'm a failure. And podcasts is just real, people talking about real things, and no one is presenting as if they have everything all figured out. I love it so much. Thank you, guys. What you're doing means more than you realize, which is just the sweetest. These reviews mean a lot to us, so thank you so much.
Yes. And I was going to say, you're not wasting your life and you're not a failure, because I am. Or at least or we both are. I don't know. It's just such a normal thing to think. But yeah. You're not.
Yeah. All right. So if you want to continue the conversation, we can all be found on the gram. I'm at Kate Wardway.
I'm at Rebecca Smith Online.
And I am sometimes at Mom Struggling Well. So what will your strategy be to struggle well this week? Maybe you get a bike out of the trash. I feel like it could work.
That sometimes works. I like how you said
it. And if it doesn't work, if it doesn't do the beep, beep, beep when I start pedaling, I'm like, can't work out today. I tried.
Yeah.
I love it. Maybe you eat some lactation cookies. You never know what'll happen.
Find out.
They're delicious.
If you are grieving, maybe you struggle well by just being honest and talking to somebody about it. And if you have a friend or a loved one who's grieving, tell them what you're good at and tell them that you're helping and ask them when they would like you to help. Just do most of it and give them just a tiny little bit of wiggle room so that they can fit it in just where they need it. When you're sad, you can't make a lot of decisions.
Yep.
So just tell them what you're good at and tell them that you're helping. And that would be great. Do share this episode with somebody who you think it would help. It means a lot when you share it. It means a lot to us, but it also makes you the experts and makes you the person that shares good things with your friends, and you'll be more popular and your life will be more fulfilled if you share this podcast.
That's what it's about.
That's a guarantee.
Make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss the next main show, where we are going to actually be talking about sibling relationships and sibling conflict, which I think is going to continue even this conversation, just the three of you. You guys talked a lot about like sibling relationships. So I am excited to learn, because my kids fight all the time. So
oh my gosh. Mine don't. Mine are perfect. Sorry, friend. Just kidding.
Yeah. So do we want people to send us sibling questions, like sibling relationship problems?
Yeah, I think that'd be great. Send them to hello@momstrugglingwell.com. All right, guys.
Did it.
Bye.
'Cause we're all in this together. Yeah, we're just moms struggling well.